Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Navamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life, fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let's talk about Taurus, the number two sign. And here we'll start bringing in the relationships which I spoke about earlier. Like the 2-12 relationship starts from Taurus, for example. What is Taurus? Ruled by Venus, the Brahmana planet, so it cares about life. This is a natural benefic sign, the first of the natural benefics. Its quality is Rajas, Rajas meaning passionate, constantly moving energy of creation. It is fixed sign, so everything that falls in Taurus has a fixed attitude about it. If Saturn falls in Taurus, for example, your profession will be pretty fixed in nature, any of the fixed signs, 2, 5, 8 and 11. And this is a female sign. Now, what does Taurus stand for? Number one, whenever you think Taurus or any planet or point falling in Taurus or wherever Taurus is in your chart, it means food, resources, speech, earned wealth, your family, your social status and standing, and your needing approval of others for self-esteem. It stands for your physical appearance, as in your face, your speech and your appreciation. Physical appearance and appreciation are very important for Venus in Taurus. How you look to others, how you're being appreciated. Venus desires appreciation, both in Libra and Taurus. That's what Venus looks for. The sense of self-worth comes from here, as well as your earning capacity. Number two, planets here take on the energy of generating and accumulating wealth and resources, food or water. So basically, if planets or points fall in Taurus, they consider that particular planet as resource. For example, let's look at this Karaka chart below. If Sun falls here, you will consider your respect, your sense of power, your position as your resource. You see what I'm saying? So the planet itself and all the significations, you can go through this list. You can take screenshots if you will. But that's what we are talking about when we say something becomes a resource. Moon, when it falls in Taurus, mind becomes the resource. Your emotions becomes the resource. Your food becomes your resource. And since this is about food, that's why Moon is exalted in Taurus. Moon shines in Taurus because Moon is food, the raw form of food, anything what we consider a value of food, food and water, the basic necessities of life. Venus is a life giver. It holds life. It's the most refined form of life. Venus stands for your semen. Venus stands for ovum. Venus stands for eyes. Venus stands for kidneys. You see, all the essential parts of life, the refined part of life, your eyes are the most refined part. Yes, so Moon shines here because it has got similar attributes to Venus. Moon is just raw form of food. Venus is refinement of food, like fine dining, so to speak. Therefore, Moon and Venus, Venus stands for fine dining, Venus stands for the face, Venus stands for luxury. All this will give you a sense of self-worth. See here, self-esteem. How you look to others is very important to Venus. Needing approval of others, both in Libra and Taurus, more so in Taurus. If Mars is sitting here, for example, in Taurus sign, what does it mean? You consider your land or your property as your sense of self-worth. You know, somebody who's claiming, I've got so much of land, I've got so much of property, I've got three or four houses. Or you would even consider cooking skills as your resource, because Mars stands for kitchen. It stands for cooking things, cutting things with a knife. Mars is a weapon. You see what I'm saying? So it can consider your logic and your focus, for example, as a sense of resource, especially if Mars is falling in the third house in Taurus. This could happen. If Mercury is falling in Taurus, you will start considering your communication as your resource, your education and skills, because Mercury stands for all of these things. Your daily work as your resource, if it is Virgo. What do you consider your resource? This is in a very generic sense. Yes, it depends upon what kind of planet is placed there. If it's Jupiter in Taurus, you'll start considering your education, your knowledge, even your children as your resource. This is the things you have. And that's what you will hold dear to. That's what you will consider your resource. Venus, obviously, it's its own house, so it is already owns the house and is exalted. You will consider your clothes, your face, your luxury items, your cosmetics, your fine dining, your wealth as your resource, your physical wealth, the money. Saturn in Taurus will start considering your work. Saturn is a karaka of work, your daily work, daily grind, your career as your resource. Right? We shall see this as we go along when we cover the 12 signs briefly. If you put Rahu here, for example, Rahu is an unconventional one. You will start focusing on cosmetics. They'll start gathering a lot of cosmetics. Rahu is a gatherer of sorts. Okay? They will consider foreign things as a resource. If they're working as a software engineer, they might consider their career as that resource. Because Rahu is everything to do with software. So does Ketu, but in different form. If you're a marketing person, you'll start considering marketing line of career as a resource. You can consider your grandparents as your resource. If you're Ketu in Taurus, Ketu does not do very well with Venus signs because it detaches you from what you consider your self-worth. Yes? Low self-worth it leads to if it is Ketu in Taurus, because all your self-worth is derived from the sign of Taurus. Okay, now let's see each one of the signs and where the placement automatically leads to something. We are doing the blank charts here. Now the Aries ascendant, for example, has the natural second house as Taurus, so its family becomes a sense of resource for it. It takes its family for food, for sustenance, for all the aspects of the second house. So the natural second house is in the second house. Yes? But now let's start considering the 2-12 relationships. Everything second from a house. Your second house is family. Second from the second house is the third house. So what does it mean? Second house stands for your family. Third house will become the resources of the family. Keep following here for the logic. Fourth house is for home. Resources of the family become the resources of the home. See what I mean? resources for the mother. Whatever is in the third house is actually a resource for the mother. Whatever is in the family becomes a resource and food for the family. So whatever is in your third house not only determines your skill set, it determines what your family has for food as a resource, because it is second place from the second house. Fourth house is second place from the third house. So on and on it goes. You can take this logic everywhere. Let's take 10th house for example. 9th house for an Aries ascendant, knowledge, because it is Sagittarius, knowledge and wisdom become its resource for its career. The 10th house. Gaining from the external world its salary becomes the resources in order to carry on the profession. Now the signature, as you might well guess by now, changes by the ascendant, yes? Your faith and wisdom, Pisces in the 12th house, becomes a resource or a source of the faith becomes a resource to get the gains from the external world. Aries ascendant, since it is poor, Aries is a very poor Rashi, it depends a lot on faith into the external world as a resource. It's in the second house. Now, if we take the same kind of logic, we can take to other signs as well. Let's take Taurus ascendant. Now, it considers all the portions of life as a resource. So, let's not delve too much into Taurus ascendant. Let's go to Gemini. Now, for the Gemini, Taurus has fallen into the 12th house. So, Gemini ascendant, since it is focused on lots of earning and skill and capability, it will be very intent on calculating its losses. It will always want to know what its gains are. It becomes very active if you talk about new ways of earning money. And yet very cautious when it comes to spending money. What will it spend money on? It will spend money on itself. Second house is Moon. So it will spend money a lot on food. These two surrounding houses to the ascendant. The second house is Moon house, Cancer. The 12th house is Taurus. So it is very careful about losing resources, losing the sense of having food. It can panic when it not having food to eat or water to drink. Gemini ascendant. It considers that as the resource. Remember this rule. Right? Food, resources, speech, earned wealth, family, social status, your sense of self-worth. For a Gemini ascendant, a loss of sense of self-worth is very damaging to the ascendant. See? For a Cancer ascendant, whatever it gains, number two, from the social media, from the social network, from social circles, will contribute a lot. It will consider that as the resource. Let's just take first one thing at a time. Taurus equals to resources. House, in this case, being the 11th house. Therefore, it means it will focus a lot on that as a resource. It considers that as vital for its sense of self-worth. If a Cancer ascendant is doing all these initial projects like we saw in Aries, but not getting anything back as a feedback which feeds its sense of self-worth, it's not going to work out very well for it. For a Leo ascendant, it's his career. Its career becomes a sense of resource, a sense of self-worth. Leo is all about fame. It desires fame. That fame it is going to get only if its career, which is the resource for it now, a sense of food, water, it considers it like that. Okay? If this gets damaged, it will affect the ascendant quite sharply. A sense of loss of resources. If it doesn't do well here, it feels I don't have the resources. If I lost my job, I'm a nobody for a Leo. Or if I don't get a sense of self-worth, Leo is about self-worth, right? Self-identity, 5th house. It feels that way. If you take a Virgo ascendant, now, this is a funny arrangement because it considers everything as your higher learning. It considers wisdom, knowledge, spirituality, higher learning of any kind of knowledge is regarded by a Virgo ascendant as a resource, as a source of food. It feeds its ego, it feeds its sense of self-worth. Try to look at it this way. For a Libra ascendant, now the Taurus has come into the 8th sign. Inherited wealth will become their focus. Inherited wealth is 8th house. So 8th house, inherited wealth becomes their sense of resource. They are eyeing this as the sense of resource. In-laws as their sense of resource. In-laws family as the sense of resource. Spouse's family is 8th house. Also sudden events, lottery ticket winning, because we are talking about resources as earned money, but this is an unearned money section. See, so Libra ascendants will typically generally count on a lot of winnings. Scorpio ascendant, it will consider its spouse as a sense of resource. It's in the 7th house now, Taurus. So everything that the spouse has, Scorpio ascendants will consider that as a resource. Loss of spouse, they will think it's loss of resources for them. Loss of a sense of source of food, source of water. Everything in Taurus has to be nurtured. Please remember this. Sagittarius ascendant considers its work, its daily routines as a source of getting food, water and resources. Because the resource sign has moved into the 6th house of daily work. It can tend to take a lot of loans unnecessarily because that's a money house and 6th house is the house of loans and debts. Sagittarius ascendants could run into a lot of loans because they see that as the resource for themselves. Capricorn ascendants, we see their children as a sense of resource. Children are resources for them. They might even get money from their children. Whatever earned money from their children will be a sense of resource for them because Taurus is ruling the 5th house. For an Aquarius ascendant, their home becomes their sense of resource. Everything in their home is a resource for them. And remember, resource means we tend to hoard them a lot. Okay? So they might tend to hoard a lot of things in their home, inside their bedrooms, inside their homes. Their mother becomes the sense of resource for them, for an Aquarius, because 4th house is the house of mother. Their own emotional content becomes a source of resource for them. 4th house is the house of emotions, Cancer. For Pisces, finally, their siblings, their neighbors, their skill sets becomes their sense of resource because it's in the 3rd house. So think of everything when you think of Taurus, just to conclude and wrap this up, as a resource only, as a sense of self-worth. It's very important to focus on Taurus as a sense of self-worth. If in the astrology, if we are talking about where do you get your sense of pride, it's a benefic. It cares about life energy. It ignores the things. It is about your pride, your physical appearance, promotes growth, refinement of food and luxuries of life. So this is a great meaning for us where we derive our sense of self-worth. Venus stands for devotion, refinement, luxuriousness. It's a wealthy sign, both Taurus and Libra. Take care of this. Relying on other people like family, spouse, partnerships as a source of confidence, others with trust in life. That's what Taurus stands for. I'll see you in the next in Gemini. Take care.